best sketch radio show around.
Good evening, madame.
Hello there.
Do you have a reservation for this evening?
Yes, I think it's under Jason Wilkinson.
Jason Wilkinson. Ah, yes, 8 o'clock. Okay, Mr. Wilkinson is not here right now, but I can show you to your table, madame.
Thank you, yes.
Just through here, madame. And would you like a glass of wine?
Yes, okay, while I'm waiting.
Shall I bring you the menu as well?
Yes, why not? Thanks.
Okay. Ah, Mr. Wilkinson, good evening.
Oh, hello, all right?
Very well, and yourself, sir?
Not too bad, thanks.
Oh, I see you have a guest with you as well.
Yeah, it's a bit late though, sorry.
Well, your date is here, if I may say so, sir. She's a very attractive young woman.
I know, thank you very much.
Well, I'll show you to the table. Madame, here's Mr. Wilkinson.
Hi, Jason, good to see you.
Hi, Doris, sorry, I'm really sorry I'm running late.
Oh, how sweet, you've got a little brother, that's fine.
Not quite, but yeah, sorry again for being late.
That's okay. So what's your brother's name? He is your brother, right?
I was going to tell you actually, but I thought it's best to do it in person.
I'm his daddy.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a joker, isn't he?
He really is my dad.
But he doesn't look more than about 7, maybe 8.
Well, actually, 6. But yeah, apart from that, yeah, you know, we can still get on with the evening, can't we?
Yeah, okay, shall we look at the menu then?
Yeah, let's get some food.
Good evening, Mr. Wilkinson, and your beautiful date, and of course, your father. Nice to see you again, sir.
What?
Now, are you ready to order?
I am.
The specials tonight, if I may just say to you before you order, the specials tonight are pan-fried trout, and as well, we have a beautiful locally sourced sirloin steak. Does that interest you at all? Mm. What would you like, sir?
For me, I'll definitely have the steak, please.
One steak, and madame?
I'll go for the trout, thanks.
The trout, and for your father?
I want chicken nuggets.
We don't do chicken nuggets at this restaurant, sir. This is a fine a la carte menu. We can do something for you, like maybe a small coq au vin.
I want a pint of beer. Jason, give me a pint of beer, please. Oh, no.
Mr. Wilkinson, you're too young to drink. You're only 6 years old. We've been through this before, okay?
I'm a daddy. I should be able to drink if I want to.
I know you're a daddy, but you're too young to drink.
I'm a big boy. I'm 6. Let me have some beer.
Right, okay, so Mr. Wilkinson, would you like, Jason, would you like some wine with the meal?
Yes,
would you like
please.
To choose from the wine menu? We have a wonderful 54 Chateau Number Bleu, if you would like a bottle of this.
I want wine.
You are not allowed wine, Mr. Wilkinson, you are far too young.
Can we get a bottle for the table, please?
Of course you can, sir. And anything else? Maybe a glass of milk for your father?
Yeah, please, milky.
Okay, milky. Okay, I'll be right back with the wines and drinks.
Thank you.
I can smell beef burgers.
It's a little bit embarrassing, Jason. I'm not really sure.
I'm sorry. I was going to say that's why I'm running late. I was trying to sort out a babysitter, but it was such short notice.
Not a baby.
Is he always like this?
Well, he has been since he was 6, yeah.
Would you like to try the wine, sir? Here we go.
Very nice.
Good. And madame?
Lovely, thank you.
Where's my wine?
You're not allowed wine, Mr. Wilkinson. I'll just leave the bottle on the table.
You're getting milk, remember?
Okay.
You're not allowed the wine, I told you that.
I like the wine.
Just please, it's my date, please.
Why are you with girls? Girls are icky and they smell.
Well, I've grown up now, but you know, university. I've grown up though.
Girls are horrible!
Stop making a scene.
You're making a scene. You're being nasty to me.
Jason, I'm very sorry. I know you're a regular customer and we appreciate your customer and you're here with your first date, but I'm going to have to ask you to keep the noise down, please. You're alarming the other customers with your father's behavior.
Please, Dad.
We cannot have a drunken 6-year-old, okay? So please, just keep the noise down. I'll bring your food presently.
Go home now.
Jason, people are looking at us.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Dad, please, can you just stop for 1 minute?
No, take me home.
But I'm out on a date, Dad.
Mr. Wilkinson, I think it's better for everyone that you let Jason take you home.
Yay.
God's sake, you ruin everything.
Can I have some more wine, please?
No. All right, I'm really sorry. I'm gonna have to call it a day. I've got to get him back, really.
We haven't even had any food.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, he's just playing up, and I need to get him out before him.
Yeah. Go, Ricky.
Yeah, before too much happens.
Okay, well, I'll see you around, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. I'll call you. Yeah.
Maybe I'll call you. Hey.
Okay.
Come on. Smell beef burgers.
Dad, come on.
Welcome to the Antiques Roadshow. Today I find myself in Tiverton in front of the great big monster house, which is indeed great and big and monstrous. Now the people of Tiverton have not held back in bringing their fine antiques out for us to look at. We have bicycles, urns, glass jars, and I have in front of me two gentlemen now with what looks like, well, a relic from a samurai era. A gentleman, tell me something of this and how it came into your possession.
Now listen up, blood. My homie here is going to lay it down for you. You feel me? You feel me? He's going to explain it to you. And if you don't like it, you might get shanked. Understand?
I'm not quite sure I understand what shank is. Is that something to do with lamb shank?
You'll find out later, my friend. Now, if I could refer you to my B-boy here, he will lay the down. Off you go.
But what we want to know is how much this 15th century samurai sword is worth. If you do not give us a proper good estimate, we will shank you, blood, if you get what I am saying.
And then we'll set our pit bulls on you. Yes, our pit bulls. They're vicious, you know.
Right. Well, I'm looking at the blade now, and I see it's got fine scrolls and a fine ivory handle. Where did you come into possession of this?
Where we got this does not matter.
It's none of your concern, bruv. All you need to know is we robbed it. Yes, that's it. Robbed it.
Right. Well, I would estimate a sword of this type would fetch anything from, well, 2 to 3 million pounds.
Why, that's nowhere near enough, bruv. We need at least 7 or 8 to cover our overheads, you feel me?
Right.
We've got rims to pay for, you understand? Rims. They're spinning. They're spinning. They're spinning.
I see. I don't think you quite understand the Antiques Roadshow. I don't actually...
I don't think you understand, my homie. We're standing here sipping on gin and juice. We're leaner than the Tower of Pisa. And you're effing with us by telling us that this is worth 2 or 3 million, which to us is chump change. You get me?
Look, I'm not effing with anybody. I don't have any money on me. I don't actually buy the things. I just tell you how much they're...
Bruv, this man is tiresome. Why don't you shank him?
I will do that.
Yes. Then I'll pop a couple of caps into him using my gat.
Then he will feel us.
Yes, he'll feel us, bruv. Come on.
Oh, yes.
Let's do it.
Welcome to Dragon's Den. As usual, we have our 4 resident dragons. Theopophytus, who was, of course, turned around the fortunes of Rymans and Lacenza. Duncan Bannatyne, whose range of health clubs and health spas have made him one of Britain's most sought-after entrepreneurs, Peter Jones, with a range of business interests, and of course Deborah Meaden, who made her money in the West Country through holiday parks and is an expert in tourism and retail. These four dragons, with their wealth of experience, can really make or break the dreams of young entrepreneurs. So let's go and meet them and see what the young people are going to pitch in this special teenagers edition of Dragon's Den. There's two young lads coming in today from Tiverton in Devon who are going to pitch a business idea. So first, I'm just going to turn to Peter Jones and ask him, Peter, what do you think of this initiative to get young people involved in the scheme?
Well, as you know, I started my first business venture when I was 16, which was selling things out of the back of a car, and, well, made my first million by the time I was 17. So, well, I always like to see fire in a young entrepreneur. I'm looking forward to meeting the boys.
That's fantastic. And Duncan, if I could turn to you and ask you for your view on this programme.
I think it's brilliant because when I was 14, I left school with no qualifications and I had £1 in my pocket. By the end of that year, I had £89,000 and I had my own house and I owned two countries and an island in the Caribbean, which I launched an attack on America from. So I did very well. By the time I was 18, I've made more pound than anyone's ever seen, £90,000.
Thank you, Duncan. And Theo, if we could ask you for your view.
Yeah, bro, because I was like manager of like football teams and everything, yeah? And then opened a lot of kebab shops. This is when I was like 12, bro, innit, yeah? I came to this country from Cyprus, innit? And I made a lot of money in it by the time I was 14, innit? And I had a kebab shop in Wood Green. That was the first one, innit? And by the end of that year, yeah, this is like 1970, yeah, bro? By the end of that year, yeah, I'm having a string of kebab shops as far up as Palmer's Green, into Enfield, all the way down to Wood Green, around to Hornsey, Crouch End, bruv. People stagger out the tube, yeah? 11:30, they're really drunk. What do they want? They want field kebab, innit? Do you know what I mean? That's what they want, yeah? So I serviced them and I made a hell of a lot of money, innit? And I've done two murders that I got away with because I bribed my way out of it, innit? So it's good to have a lot of money, innit? Because then if you do get in trouble with the law or something, yeah, you can bribe your way out of it. And you can have a nice big white house somewhere in like Hertfordshire or like Surrey or even like The Dream, do you know what I mean? Down in Essex, like near Dagenham, have a big white house, innit? With a lot of mirrors and a lot of gold stuff and like black things around in it, you know, like onyx and all that type of thing, things made out of marble and all that. Yeah.
Thank you, Theo. And Deborah Meaden, if we can turn to you, you were very successful as a young person, weren't you?
Yeah, very successful as a child.
So Deborah, I think by the age of 11 you were Britain's richest woman, is that correct?
Yes.
So is it important, do you think, for young people to make a lot of money as teenagers?
Yes.
And you're going to help these young people with that?
Yeah.
Thank you, Deborah, for the benefit of your experience. So we're going to go live to the den now. So our four dragons are in place. The two young chaps are coming up the stairs, young Stephen and Mike from Tiverton. So Mike and Stephen, welcome. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Is he eating crisps, bruv? Are you eating crisps, mate? Right, that is business mistake number one, yeah? You don't come to a meeting eating crisps, innit? Isn't that right?
Absolutely. You should never walk into a business meeting eating crisps. I mean, I wouldn't even need a pack of Rolos in a business meeting.
I think that's disgusting, Deborah. I don't know about you. I'd never go into a meeting eating crisps, would you?
No, it's wrong.
It's just wrong. Okay, so crisps aside, let's hear your pitch. What have you got for us?
Can't bother.
What's that, young man?
I said I can't be bothered.
Is that the name of the pitch? Can't be bothered.
Can't be bothered. So this is what, a business model about not being bothered. Interesting. I think we could go somewhere with this. What do you think, Deborah?
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good. So do you want to expand a bit more on that?
I can't be bothered to do this.
Ah, he's a tough negotiator. I like your style. And how about you, young man?
I'm a crisp.
I'll try a crisp. Are these part of the pitch?
So how much are you offering for a cut of this Can't Be Bothered PLC UK? I mean, if I was to say £250,000...
Oh, Peter, I don't think anybody's talking pound yet. You know, you've got to wait until they've made an official offer, Peter. That's bad business ethics. Don't listen to him. I'll offer you £89 million for 1% of your business of Can't Be Bothered.
Laverne, basically what we mean, we cannot be bothered.
We could get £89 million, shush. Yeah,
done. Yeah, but the same thing is, if we can't be bothered, we shouldn't do it because we can't be bothered to do it.
I like your style, bruv, innit? He's saying he can't be bothered, but it's because he can't be bothered, innit?
Right, then we got a deal.
No, bro, don't listen to him, yeah? I'm going to give you 900,000 million for 0.5% of your business, innit?
Yeah, got it, deal.
Seems to be playing tough ball. Well, I'd like to come in and offer you twice that for half of what he was offering originally. So that's 672 million for 0.25% of your business of Can't Be Bothered UK.
Right, you can both just stay out of it. Myself and Deborah are going to make an offer. Deborah, if I can... Would you like to come in with me on this, Deborah?
Yeah.
Okay, so what me and Deborah are offering you boys is the continent of Africa and all its precious mineral resources. We're also offering you the Caspian Sea. We're going to offer you the entire contents of the British Museum, as well as, what do you think, Deborah, 89 million billion pound?
Yeah.
Yeah, for a quarter of a quarter of a quarter of what you're going to give him for your business. What do you think of that?
Do you understand what this business is about? All you have to do is when people come up to you and ask you a question, you've got to say, I can't be bothered.
That's brilliant, bruv. This is the best business model I've ever heard of, isn't it?
Genius. Genius.
Right.
Thank you very much.
I think we need a bit of time to think, innit? And they probably do as well.
I think so, yes. I certainly need to think where I need to put my pounds next.
So the two young men have come in and made an impressive pitch here with their Can't Be Bothered. I'm going to speak to them now. So, Mike, if I can ask you first, were you impressed with the dragon's reaction? Were you expecting that, or...?
Yeah, we expect about tenner, but...
Right.
We got quite a lot of money.
Right, I mean, you've been offered the content of Africa, yeah. Contents of the...
But then the thing is, like, what could we make out of Africa?
That's very true. Okay, Steve, if I can ask you, is this the sort of reaction you were expecting, or...?
Not at all. I was expecting to be talked about.
Right, yeah. I guess this is quite a turnaround. Okay, well, thanks, guys, and we'll cut back to the studio later on. Thank you.
Hello, children, and welcome to Bedtime Stories. I have with me today Mad Dom to tell you about a lovely story, and please, it is a brilliant story. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you. I was walking on the canal, and I saw these two lads, and they said, "You alright, mate? Enjoying your chicken?" Because I was eating on a chicken. I'm enjoying it as well. My first ever chicken. And they said, "Oh, I went to them. Can you lend me a tenner?" They went, "No, I ain't got no money." I went, "Oh, do you know where you get some from?" They went, "Yeah. There's a chat box down the road." So pick up a massive stick, went down there, and basically beat the tenner out of the charity box, and then I tried to rip it out of the from the chain from the wall. Won't come off. The lady came out. "Oi, you, put that down." I went, "No," and then I licked it. She caught me. I went back later with a crowbar and got it off. Had all the money. I gave the boys a tenner each. That's about it, really.
Well, wasn't that a lovely bedtime story, children? Good night to all of you around the world, and see you later on.
We are the cheeky girls, we are the cheeky girls, you are the cheeky girls, you are the cheeky girls.
We are the cheeky girls.
We live in Calais.
And you're listening to West Enders Shed.
We fight any hogs. We fight any hogs. We fight any hogs. We fight, we fight, we fight, we fight, we fight any hogs. We fight any hogs. We fight any hogs. We fight, we fight, we fight, we fight.
I should take your Cumberland. I should take your Ulster Black, Vietnamese pot belly. I should take your Denver breed. We fight any hogs. I should take any pig.
From 50 quid to 100 grand, we fight any hog.
Sausages, bacon. Hog, 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 hog. I should pick them up in a truck from the farmyard. Take them out. We bought any hogs. We bought any hogs. We bought any hogs. I should buy any hog. We bought any hogs. We bought any hogs. We bought any hogs. Trotters, new tails, snouts. We bought any hog.
Liam Luxon.
Sam Twinman.
My name's Don Martin.
Tom Fleming.
Jack Wackersparg.
Lennox North, Lake Cheek,
Joe Hasquith,
Amy George,
Charlotte O'Brien,
Dylan Banner,
Carrot Williams,
Tony, Good Butcher.
A Wolf and Water production in association with the Ivy Project.